Its current state on WKAR, I'm Mark Bayshore. The Affordable Care Act, also often known as Obamacare, is well underway across the U.S. Here in Michigan, debate continues over expanding Medicaid coverage to thousands more people. For years, many physicians have lamented the fact that Medicaid doesn't always fully reimburse them the costs they pay to render medical services. The Affordable Care Act raises that reimbursement rate for primary care doctors to match the levels paid by Medicare. But that's not the case for all physicians who keep a close eye on their bottom line. Here to talk about how Medicaid expansion may affect medical providers is Dr. Kenneth Elmasian, the president of the Michigan State Medical Society. Dr. Elmasian is also an anesthesiologist practicing in Lansing. Welcome to Current State.
Hi, Mark. Nice to be here. Thank you very much.
How are doctors paid for their services by Medicaid? If you could just give us a primer on how that works.
Sure, Mark. Basically, you submit a bill and you get paid for the service that you provide. We call it fee for service. And that's been the traditional way of getting paid by Medicaid and other insurers as well. And this legislation really is about putting patients first. And that's what we hope to do, to build a foundation for healthcare in the future and to empower patients to really take care of themselves.
Now, are we talking about the Medicaid expansion, or are you referring to Obamacare when you say that?
We're talking about Medicaid expansion. That's okay. Part of the building blocks here of a good foundation to people being empowered to take care of themselves.
But we've been led to believe there's a difference between what it costs a physician to perform a service and how much Medicaid reimburses. Explain that for
absolutely
us.
Yeah, there, in fact, over the past several years, there's been a real perfect storm developing, and that is Medicaid reimbursement has gone down and the cost of providing those services has gone up, and it's led to people dropping out of the program, physicians dropping out of the program, and other providers as well.
And Obamacare calls the Affordable Care Act calls for what to happen exactly with regard to that?
Well, it gives us an opportunity to expand Medicaid by putting people on the Medicaid with subsidies from the government, the federal government. And this is a subsidy that would be given to the state in order to utilize that to provide the care and bring the Medicaid fees up to Medicare levels, which are much higher.
And what does all of this mean for doctors' bottom lines trying to make a living? Will their bottom lines improve if this moves forward, or is there concern that it won't?
Well, that's a great question, and the idea is for it to improve, and that's to see more patients and to see patients before they are critically ill or have to go to an emergency room. And that's where the preventive part of this comes in, is that we get more people into the primary care offices. And the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation, a consortium that is with the University of Michigan and with Blue Cross Blue Shield, has actually shown that if we increase the rates in Medicaid, more physicians will see Medicaid patients, and particularly primary care physicians.
And how many of your members at the Michigan State Medical Society, is there a consensus among your members that that will happen?
We are very supportive of this legislation, specifically the one endorsed by the governor. We've had a press conference a few weeks ago, and we were right by his side, and we are in favor of the legislation that came out of the House and went to the Senate.
The Affordable Care Act here, I wanted to refer to a report here from the Kaiser Family Foundation that came out last December. Michigan is one of six states that is slated to more than double its primary care physician fees by 125% total. Now, this is a part of encouraging physicians to participate in Medicaid programs nationwide, correct?
That is absolutely correct. And the reason for that large jump is Michigan seems to be one of those places when the rest of the country has a cold, we seem to get pneumonia. And over the past several years, we've been one of a handful of states that have had traditionally low Medicaid reimbursement compared to other states, almost 10% lower than other states.
And why is that?
Well, that's a great question. I think you'd have to ask our politicians and the people that make those rules. I know we've been fighting for years to maintain, and during that time, to maintain adequate Medicaid funding. It has been an underfunded system.
Is there much difference between how your members regard Medicaid expansion as opposed to the larger Affordable Care Act?
Well, I think amongst physicians in particular, I think putting patients first is most important. And the law of the land today is the Affordable Care Act. We have to learn to work within that law. Certainly, we can try to influence changes in that law. But at this moment in time, that is the law of the land. And we as a medical society are working very hard to adapt to the law and to provide the best care possible for our patients.
How do you regard these ongoing efforts to undo the law, to reverse it?
Well, you know, I think there are parts of the law that are really very disturbing. You've probably heard about the Independent Payment Advisory Board, where a panel of people will decide whether or not a particular care is appropriate, looking at costs and whatever other variables they're going to look at. We have a tremendous concern with that. Anything that disrupts the physician-patient relationship is we feel is a detriment to healthcare, and we feel the Independent Payment Advisory Board is. I think as physicians, we certainly can get together, and there, in fact, there's a current pilot in works right now called Choose Wisely, where internists and other physicians have gotten together and have sat down and talked about unnecessary laboratory work, unnecessary tests, saved billions of dollars.
You hear about that all the time.
Yes.
A few weeks back, employers got a one-year reprieve from having to offer their workers health insurance. This got an awful lot of publicity, but the workers still have to get coverage or they face a penalty. Did that development have any particular impact in the medical community?
You know, I'm not familiar with that and the impact on the medical community there. I think at any time that you remove those safety nets, and particularly insurance and health insurance, I think we have to have some concerns.
And I'm really interested in some clarification here. When the dust settles on the Medicaid debate and everything else, what kind of health exchange options do you think will exist for Michigan residents? Is that on your radar?
Well, we're hoping that everyone has some type of coverage. I think in this day and age, it's very difficult, and we were always for universal coverage. How that goes about, we'll leave that up to others to decide, but we want to be involved in that discussion. Certainly, the important part of that discussion is that there is coverage for people.
How long have you been at the head of the Michigan State Medical Society?
Oh, months, a few months.
Months. It goes back months.
And I'm having a ball.
I'm glad to hear that. Yes. How many physicians do you represent?
Well, we have over 15,000 physicians, members of the Michigan State Medical Society.
Very good. Just a stone's throw away here in East Lansing.
We are, yes.
That's right. Dr. Kenneth L. Masian is an anesthesiologist practicing here in Lansing. He is also the president of the Michigan State Medical Society. We've been talking about Medicaid expansion, Medicare, and the Affordable Care Act. Many thanks for your time, Dr. L. Masian.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk again.